So why you should support the hashtag performance protection amendment bill. As to why it's not trending, I'm not sure. But on the line with us is Jack Devnarain. Jack, we spoke to you last year. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
I mean, when we spoke last year, I remember it was almost like we were celebrating, like it was, you know, moving in the right direction. Why are we now needing to send the emails?
Well, it seems that the process was unfolding last year, and we reached a point in November when the National Assembly adopted both the Performance Protection Amendment bills and the Copyright Amendment bills, which definitely gave us, you know, cause to celebrate to some extent, because there was a positive feeling coming from Parliament that many of their big questions around these bills had been answered. Mm. And yes, there was certainty also that the process of engaging stakeholders was still unfolding. And of course, now we are sitting at the next big House of Parliament called the NCOP, the National Council of Provinces, that must now consider these bills. And while the engagement is still going on, we find very powerful lobbying bodies that are coming from outside of South Africa that have now created a sense of doubt, that are taking away the interest in providing actors with some empowerment, with some stake in building collective bargaining rights, in owning their copyright.
Yeah.
And again, these things only serve to reinforce the economic powers of those producers from outside the country that come here to exploit South African talent.
Jack, just to put it plainly, for anyone who is not necessarily in the industry, what exactly are we trying to do?
We are trying to revise the economic laws, the economic prejudices that we found in the apartheid economy that held back actor earnings. The Copyright Bill from 1978, the Performers Protection Act from 1967, which couldn't define what the world was going to become in 2019. Mm. Now you have audiovisual content being streamed online. You've got major content platforms.
Your Netflixes, where you can subscribe. Your Showmaxes, your...
All of that,
yeah.
Internet, YouTube, and all of that. So the different ways in which you can exploit the commercial value of your film or TV production are now exponentially bigger than what they were back in 1967 or 1978. We have got to find a way to revise those statutes, and we have to bring them in line with international industry standards. Otherwise, South African actors will always be sucking the hind teeth and always be sitting behind their international counterparts. Mm. Overseas productions will be coming to South Africa, as they always do, not only to shoot fantastic movies, but to exploit South African talent. What is South Africa doing to protect its own actors and these actors' rights? We have to start by revising these acts from apartheid times.
Jack, I was actually just saying before we had you on the line that I earn more here in a month than I would working on a production for 12 hours a day, every single day, Monday to Sunday. I'm here Monday to Friday for 3 hours, which is, you know, shocking, really. But not only that, on top of that, still no royalties as well.
Yeah.
And this is the state of our industry. Why then should the ordinary South African feel like they can make a change or get involved?
It's very easy to look at the industry as, okay, well, you know, Jack is an actor, he's taking care of himself. The truth is, if we are not thinking about the future of our industry, and if we are not removing the obstacles to our talents, to our youth, to enter the industry later on, then we are actually killing our industry, and we are doing it right now. Mm. We already have these laws from, you know, from 40 years ago and 50 years ago that are already restricting our earning capacity. And if we are not actively removing these obstacles, then we are seeing fewer actors coming in and more actors leaving as they get older and are worked out of the system. And actors simply cannot sustain a career by earning a day rate.
Mm.
You work today, you get paid today, and thereafter,
while you are
long gone, your performance on that production is being exploited and making huge amounts of money for producers and broadcasters around the world. Why should my family and my children,
not
why should
well.
The next generation not benefit from that?
It makes absolutely no sense. And I guess now it's almost sort of a war between the owners and the artists. You know, I saw some of the tweets where, you know, some producers were saying, well, you know, to create a production, you kind of have to trust that it's going to work. You invest whatever it is, whereas actors just come on almost like an afterthought where, you know, you're just a piece of the puzzle that, you know, doesn't complete the picture. Really sad. How can South Africans help?
We need South Africans to be active on social media. There is a window for submissions to Parliament and the National Council of Provinces, and through SAGA, the South African Guild of Actors, an organization of which I am chairman, I will make sure that we are putting out as many of these parliamentary schedules as possible with the deadlines and the contact details of the people we need to lobby. When we have that, then absolutely not just industry players, but ordinary South Africans with an interest in protecting the future of the industry must be involved. And we must mention things like, where is the reform? Why are we opposing transformation? Mm. Why is it that there are elements within our industry that are seeing only for themselves when they are obviously trying to satisfy overseas interests, but they are not looking within?
Well, Jack, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for incredible work. That's South African-born TV film actor and activist Jack
Dehering. My pleasure. Thank you.